The California Water Institute at Fresno State is helping all of us to better understand water management in our state.
Good morning and welcome to your weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute at Fresno State, and today we're talking about FloodMAR. FloodMAR, which stands for Flood Manage Aquifer Recharge, is a concept that combines two major challenges we face in California: flood risk and groundwater depletion, and it turns them into opportunities. Today, we'll look at how this innovative strategy is being used and address both issues, the history that led us here, and what it could mean for our water future. To understand FloodMAR, we need to start with a bit of context. California's water management has always been balancing too much water with too little. During wet years, we're often hit with intense flooding, like the Central Valley floods of 1862, that turned much of the region into an inland sea. Meanwhile, in dry years, we battle severe droughts that threaten our water supply and agricultural livelihood. These twin challenges have shaped our water infrastructure for over a century. But in more recent years, we've realized that our old approaches, like trying to simply divert floodwaters as fast as we can to the ocean, aren't enough. We're also dealing with a serious groundwater crisis. California's aquifers have been drawn down for decades, leaving us vulnerable to sinking land, water quality issues, and a less reliable water supply for both farms and cities. And that's where FloodMAR comes in. Imagine this. Instead of challenging floodwaters out of our towns and away from our fields as fast as we can, we strategically direct onto agricultural fields, open spaces, and recharge basins, letting them soak into the ground, naturally refilling our depleted aquifers. This way, we're not just managing flood risk, we're also storing the water for dry years that will inevitably come. This strategy involves partnership between farmers, water district, environmental groups, and local governments, each with a shaped goal of increasing our resilience to both floods and drought. And it's starting to catch on. Projects across the state, especially in places like the San Joaquin Valley, are using this approach to a great effect. Take, for example, a project spearheaded by the Tulare Irrigation District and its partners in Fresno and Tulare counties. They've been working to expand recharge sites in areas that are prone to flooding during the wet winters, turning what might have been a challenge into an asset. These recharge efforts are happening right in our backyard, beneath our fields that may look like simple farmlands, but are in fact helping secure our groundwater future. Of course, it's not without challenges. The infrastructure needed for effective FloodMAR, such as dedicated recharge basins or modified canals, requires investments. And there are always logistical hurdles in coordinating across so many different stakeholders. But the potential benefits are enormous. We're talking about reducing flood risk while restoring our groundwater reservoirs, a true two-for-one solution. So what can we do? How can you, our listeners, get involved? Well, it starts with understanding and supporting these efforts. FloodMAR requires community buy-in. Farmers must be willing to allow their fields to become temporary lakes. Residents need to understand the long-term benefits, and local policies must evolve to support the infrastructure investment needed. By staying informed and advocating for water smart management policies, we can all play a role in supporting a more resilient California. Thank you for joining me on your weekly Water Insights, and don't forget to tune in next week when we'll be diving into groundwater recharge. Together, we can navigate the challenges in water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the Interim Director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.